It's Rise FM mid-mornings. My name is Mpumi Mbete, and it's just about 10:45 on Rise FM. I've got on the line with me entrepreneur, businesswoman herself, Martha Makubedu, and she is a site owner of Puma Energy. Itlautlau. Kusile Maget, Martha. Welcome to Rise FM.
Kusile Mpumi. Thank you for having me.
I'm just curious, before we get into who you are and what you do, what time do you wake up?
Again?
I'm just curious because what your day looks like, a day in the life of Sis Martha. What time do you wake up?
Yeah, Anthony, I wake up around 6 in the morning.
Mm.
And I sleep very late, around 9 or 10.
Please go on.
Because my service station is 24 hours. It's open for 24 hours.
I ask this question because often bantu bayayifuna impilo ye entrepreneurship because of the glitzy glam part of it, and not really take into consideration the hours. Now disebenda, you don't wake up, there's no bread. So take us back a little. Who is Martha, and why did you decide to get involved in the petroleum business?
Martha Makubedu is an entrepreneur. I was born and bred in Tlautlau, Newscom, and I entered into the petroleum business in 2005. I was an educator before, and then I resigned in 2003. And then I had a friend who was in petroleum business. So I developed interest in that business, and then, yeah. And then 2005, I bought a franchise. I ran a filling station for 8 years.
Mm.
So my passion grew in that line of petroleum, where it's mainly male dominated.
Very, very male dominated. And okay, that makes sense. You ukulele etlautlau, and here we are about to celebrate you as a site owner. Tell us a bit more about your Puma Energy etlautlau, the launch. What is happening? What can we expect?
The launch is happening tomorrow. We're starting at 10 in the morning until about 4 in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
We've got lots of activities happening there. Ipuma Safe Cloud. And our customers must expect a lot of goodies. We'll be spinning the wheel. We will have promotional materials mm-hmm. that we'll be giving out to customers. And then we've got our suppliers who will be giving giving food tasting for the materials and everything that they're having.
Sounds absolutely exciting. And now it's Puma Sefigi, Letlautlau. What is Puma Energy's long-term commitment to Batlalbase, Letlautlau, Nenning Zim African Jayonga Jigelele? What CSI projects are they involved in?
Puma Energy long-term commitment is to create more filling stations in rural areas,
mm-hmm.
especially in Mpumalanga.
Mm.
You know, we have the big five oil
yes.
companies that we had in South Africa,
mm.
where they prefer urban areas and towns and forget about rural areas. So Puma, it's here, and they are focusing mainly on rural areas. And their social responsibility program is to create more jobs to rural communities and ensure that the poorest of the poor
mm.
benefit from Puma filling stations. And yeah,
no.
we are so excited that Puma is in our village. In Tlautlau, in your
school. We're excited for you, Mamata. We're excited for more women getting into the business. La njengoba usho ukuthi besathi ukuthi info yalabadruna. Futhi singaphinde take it further and say info yalabamhlophe. And to see black women getting into that space is really empowering. We wish you all the best, and we trust ukuthi imphakathi weTlautlau will understand ukuthi akusile business la make makhube kuphela, li business lekuthi li dawakhe mathuba emsebenzi. njengoba usho nekuthi imphakathi utawukhona kuhlomula ngendlela thite, and your growth is empowering the community at large. We wish you all the best tomorrow.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much.
That's Martha Makubedu, who is a site owner of Puma Energy in Tlau Tlau, Uvile. Bayavula kusasa. Eh, no se Tlau Tlau. Sikatsinsa shugum.